Welcome to Vox Talks from the Center for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Larry Summers is a professor at Harvard and a former Treasury Secretary, among other things. And at the American Economic Association's annual meeting 2023 in New Orleans, CEPR got the chance to ask him some of the big questions about the global economy in 2023 and beyond. So in this special bonus edition of Vox Talks Economics, you can hear what he told us. To start with, we asked him whether post-COVID, secular stagnation was poised to return.
Secular stagnation, a concept that dates from the Depression, refers to a situation where there's a chronic excess of savings relative to investment demand, leading to low interest rates, leading to sluggish growth, leading to a deflationary tendency with old capital asset prices having inflated values because of those low interest rates. It characterized in many ways the post-financial crisis economy in the industrialized world. We've been in a very different place post-pandemic because of massive fiscal stimulus and because of contractions in supply potential. It's a major question for evaluating monetary policy, where neutral interest rates will be, how savings and investment will compare. And it's certainly possible that we will return before too long, when inflation comes down, to a secular stagnation kind of economy. My guess is, but it's only a guess, is that that's a bit less than a 50% chance, because we're going to have massive increases in investment coming from the green transition and coming from resilience investments. And we're going to have substantial contraction in saving coming from much larger levels of government debt and somewhat larger levels of deficits and perhaps more dissaving by aged populations. So my guess is that we're not going to see a recurrence of the extraordinarily low real interest rates of the post-financial crisis period, but time will tell and it could go either way.
And so, what are the future prospects for growth?
Given that population growth is and workforce growth is going to be lower almost everywhere, given that there's probably going to be some lasting impact of COVID on willingness to work, and given that productivity figures in most places have not been hugely encouraging, my guess is that we're going to be in a period of relatively sluggish aggregate GDP growth. It could turn out that all of a sudden, because of artificial intelligence and other technologies, that changes. But my best guess would be somewhat on the side of low growth coming from both the demand side that I spoke about and on the supply side because of both population and technology.
Given the current tensions with China, is the era of globalization over?
I think that you certainly are going to see some reduction in the thickness of some connections with China. But I think that the diversification of supply chains will lead to more globalization in many cases. I think that just as the Cold War with Russia drove integration of the European and American economies, tensions with China will drive integration of other economies. And I think the remarkable things that technology is doing that make it no different to make an international phone call than a domestic phone call and for it to be a video conference event as well, I think all of that is going to, barring catastrophe, drive quite substantial amounts of globalization. And of course, in an ultimate sense, the world is getting smaller given what we're seeing with respect to climate change and what we're seeing with respect to pandemics. So I don't think we're likely in my lifetime, barring catastrophe, to see a period when economic policy doesn't centrally for any country have to take account of all of what's happening in the world.
This has been a Vox Talk from the Center for Economic Policy Research. We bring you full episodes every Friday featuring the best in new economic research. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.